I'm Father Sibongiseni Msomi from the Diocese of Maranhill. I'm the Academic Dean at St. John Vianney Seminary and the Director of the Short Course Leadership in a Synodal Church.
Father, thank you so much for talking to us. Let's talk about the purpose of this course.
The purpose of this course was to reflect on what synodality is about, emanating from the synod that Pope Francis called. So the purpose was to explore and explain certain themes and also to assist participants and the people of God to understand the misconceptions that are also there. Because when people think about synodality, they think about democracy, they think about autocracy, and the presenter today just explained that the church operates at a level of theocracy. So in other words, God is at the center of the leadership of the church, and also the misconceptions about clericalism. You know, the speaker today clarified that as much as we say clericalism is about the clergy claiming to be the church, but clericalism is also pointing about the fact that some lay people also claim or want to be ordained ministers, and that is clericalism. So where you cannot accept the fact that you are not a priest, so it can be in two ways. So those are the things then that were discussed today, and that was the aim, to unpack certain themes within the discussions on synodality.
So this is a week-long short course for different people, laity, religious, priests. Talk to us about the people that are here. What sort of representation are they representing here at this short course coming from the different dioceses?
Okay, the people who are here at this short course are lay people who are from different lay associations in the conference, people from different sodalities, people who are synod contact persons in their dioceses, people from PPCs and PFCs, and we have priests also who are here, who are representing their dioceses, about 10 priests. We have also religious sisters who are here. We also have a minister from the Dutch Reformed Church. We also have someone who is here, she came here at the seminary last year because she said she wants to know about Catholic Church. And then we gave her some books. I was happy when she told me that now she's in the RCIA in one of the parishes in the Archdiocese of Pretoria. So we have about 63 people who are here and then facilitators. So the short course was mainly designed to assist lay people to understand about different themes in the church, especially in the context of synodality. But also it was open to those who are not Catholics, and also the priest also were welcome. I mean, they are welcome, hence they are here. So you can see that already in its nature, the cause is synodal because it includes everyone.
So let's talk about the course itself throughout the week.
Today we started by looking at the biblical foundations of synodality, but we could not do that without understanding Pope Francis, the contextual, historical, and political background that influenced him when he was a bishop in his country. So that is very important because that assists us to understand his rationality. So that was the angle that was used today, and also to trace some elements of synodality. And then we will then move on to look at the documents that are there now about synodality. And then Father Dikoti will be taking us through the historical background of synodality in the church this afternoon. And then tomorrow on Wednesday, Father Mkwanazi and Father Zita will be taking us through the documents that the church has been writing, or that the leaders in the church have been writing, that is the popes, the magisterium of the church, so that we understand how synodality has been functioning, or how the documents of the church have been addressing the issue of synodality. So we'll be looking at the documents of the Vatican II, or the Vatican II documents, and then we'll be unpacking that. Because when we don't understand also these technicalities and some terminologies, we may miss certain things. So we will hear tomorrow, what is the meaning of magisterium, or the teaching office of the church? And then what is our role as priests and as lay people? Then on Thursday, we will then be reflecting about the mission now of the church. How should the church operate? Because the church should not be inwardly looking only, but we should also be on a move, because we are a church in the world. So we will be then exploring on Thursday the aspect of conversation in the spirit as well, trying to understand what it means to reflect and to listen, where then we allow everyone to participate, because that is important. That is what we want to emphasize here. Then on Friday, we will conclude by being very contextual. We'll be looking now at synodality at the level of the conference here and the challenges that are there. We will be trying to analyze certain challenges that are there at parish level, where people use some terminologies out of context. For an example, people would say, I'm a chairperson of the parish, and that is not there in the Catholic Church. We have a chairperson of a parish pastoral council. So when terminologies are not explained well, we may be out of context as far as synodality is concerned. So we will also be looking at what it means to walk together or to journey together in the context of this conference now, the SSCPC.
Well, Father Msomi, thank you so much for talking to us and giving us a little bit of an outline and explanation as to what this short course will entail throughout the week. And it's interesting that it comes at a time when the Church is celebrating the 75th anniversary of the establishment of the hierarchy. And at the same time, listening to you talking about synodality, one cannot forget the pastoral plan, which I believe is a very important document.
Yes, thank you very much, Sheila, for inviting me. Of course, we hope that the participants will then take whatsoever they would have learned here back to their dioceses, back to their parishes, so that they also empower other people. But we thank also dioceses that have sent delegates here. I mean, you had asked initially how many dioceses. We have about 13 dioceses that really responded. With the Archdiocese of Pretoria having many participants, it is understandable because we are in the Archdiocese of Pretoria. We also have Witbank that has people here. We have Kimberley that has sent about 8 delegates. We have the Diocese of Manzini all the way from Eswatini. They have about 8 delegates as well. And the Diocese of Queenstown, they have about 7. And many other dioceses that are here, they have delegates, about 13. So we are grateful to the dioceses for sending delegates.